Mormon culture influences nearly every aspect of life in Utah, but these days, many long-held values are being challenged, even by the faithful. KUER's series, Latter Day, examines how Mormon culture is and isn't changing in response. In our third installment, Lee Hale looks at the growing queer community at Brigham Young University.
BYU serves as a kind of test lab for Mormon culture. The issues that students are confronting on campus are often an indicator of what the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will have to grapple with on a larger scale in the near future. Back in June, about 40 queer Mormons answered a Twitter invite to gather at a Denny's in Provo. Carrie Spencer, a former BYU professor and gay Mormon, had made the call, and she tweeted a photo of the smiling group. Now, Spencer teaches in Maryland and lives with her partner, Heather. Tell me about that picture from Denny's you posted a few weeks ago.
Our epic queer tweet up at Provo Denny's.
Right.
It came about because I was going to be speaking in Provo at the Affirmation International Conference. It's an organization that helps support LGBT Mormons. And I was really nervous to be in Provo. I hadn't been back to Provo since I was faculty at BYU, and that was a very different time. So I was anxious. So I posted a tweet. And I said, I'm going to be anxious when I'm in Provo. Please come to Denny's and hang out with me. And I thought maybe like five people would come, but it ended up being quite a bit bigger than that. We filled half of the restaurant, and it was very unexpected. I think we completely overwhelmed the wait staff, but they were so good. So shout out to them.
Yeah, and it seems like you kind of fill a role for these queer students at BYU. How do you refer to yourself in relation to them?
I mean, they have various things that they call me. Some call me their gay auntie. Some call me their queer Mormon Twitter mom. It's kind of surprising to me that I play any role at all to them, really.
How long did you teach at BYU?
So I taught at BYU for 14 years.
And you're out now and you're in a relationship with a woman, but you weren't out then, correct?
I was not out then, no.
Can you just describe what it's like to be a closeted professor at BYU?
It's living in a constant state of fear. So when I started teaching at BYU in 2000, it was against the honor code to be gay. You couldn't say it out loud. It was something that was unspeakable.
To even identify as gay.
To even identify as gay. You could be expelled, or if you were faculty, you could be fired. And for faculty, if you were fired from BYU, that often went along with excommunication for apostasy. That was something that didn't change until 2008. In 2008, the honor code was updated, and you were allowed to be gay, but you couldn't do anything about it. And by anything, they meant anything. And in some ways, it got worse then, because everybody was always looking to show that you were gay, to prove that you were gay. I got reported multiple times by students because they suspected that I had homosexual sympathies. Once I was teaching a class, and one of the students said out loud something like, I think that we're too hard on gay people in the church. And the entire class, all at once in one motion, they turned on him in this visceral, nearly physical way. 20 bodies all at once turning and surrounding him. And it was one of the moments in my teaching career where I feel like I failed because I froze. I wanted to say something or anything, but I couldn't speak and I couldn't get the words to form, and it's something that still haunts me. When I left BYU in 2014, I still felt that visceral, paralyzing, habitual fear.
Do you think that things are better now at BYU and in Provo for queer Mormons?
That's a difficult question because things are better, but they're at a really critical place. There's still the dominant narrative that says that heterosexual marriage between a male and a female, as defined by an incredibly narrow understanding of gender that's not even rooted in biology, it's the only way for happiness. And the church has quite a terrible history with a lot of its queer members, where they'll take a step forward and then they'll take two steps backwards, and they'll actively promote very harmful doctrine. Still over the pulpit, they'll describe us in terms that are ontologically associated with perversion or brokenness or sinfulness. We still have suicide as a major risk factor for Mormons. For every positive story that you might hear, there are dozens of people in my DMs on Twitter who are suicidal, closeted.
How about the fact that there was a BYU valedictorian, Matt Easton, who came out in his commencement speech in the spring? He says his words were vetted by administrators and approved. What does that tell us about the culture at BYU right now?
It's hopeful, but all queer Mormons will tell you it's very difficult to maintain hope.